Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is truly, truly a beautiful day.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
This is Mother's Day. And although it's not in the liturgical calendar, we celebrate it because it's the mother who bears the first fruit.
Yes.
By our Blessed Mother. So we say Happy Mother's Day to our Blessed Mother with a hand.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today is the sixth Sunday of Easter. And we approach, the Pentecost Day, you know, the church invites us to always try and recollect how we are handling ourselves in our spirit. And it's the spirit that gives us life.
Yes.
It's the spirit that leads us and guides us to the truth. You know, in our first reading, when Philip was speaking to the people and in their hearts, they needed to hear the word of God. And he was the first deacon who evangelized to the people. And the Spirit of the Lord was in them. But the thing is, Paul and John had to come to them to validate that Spirit. So let's just put that aside. Let's put the first reading aside and just focus on the gospel for a minute. You know, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and they were dismayed. They were hurt. And they wondered who's going to lead them after Jesus leaves. They were in dismay in their spirit. But the Lord says, don't worry about it.
Come on.
He said, I'll send you another advocate. But you got to think, who was the first advocate? Jesus himself. Jesus was with the disciples for 3 years. And he searched their heart and still know that they needed comforting in their spirit. They need their faith rejuvenated. But he was telling them to don't worry, I will send you an advocate. But Jesus, in his farewell address, as what I will call it, he told them, when he leaves, he's going to give you another spirit. But this is the spirit of truth. This is the same spirit that's going to come to us on Pentecost Day. But when, as right now, it seems like a no-win situation for the disciples. Because they still had this problem in believing in Jesus. They still had this problem in searching for that truth, that one thing that they can hold on to after Jesus leaves. But they couldn't get it. But if you be with somebody for 3 years, you should know them in and out.
Come on, man.
You should actually know what the person would say before he even think it. But Jesus had them by their hand. Jesus was teaching them the ways on how to be a true person.
Come on.
He was teaching them as a seminarian, which the deacons were. They were a seminarian. So they were being taught the ways of God through Jesus Christ. But don't we all have to be taught?
Yes.
But don't we all have to listen also?
Come on now.
But we want to do things our way. We want to still walk with him and say, yes, I know. But do you believe what I'm talking to you about? It's that spirit. It's that spirit that's supposed to free you from your pain. It's that spirit that Christ gives us and gave the disciples so they can be free to spread the good news.
Yes. Yes.
It's that free from the law of tyranny, the law of self.
Come on.
That law of lawlessness that we all suffer. But that's why we come to church. Amen. What brought you here today?
Jesus.
Mother's Day?
Jesus.
Right?
Jesus.
Amen? So you know him. Or do you know of him and want to know more? But it's that spirit, that Holy Trinity, the Trinity, that mystery that gets us to want to know Christ more. No matter what type of education that you have, no matter where you are in your life, there is more to know than Jesus. And if you let the Spirit just do what he does, let him do what he does in your life, that'll make you true disciples. 2 weeks ago, we had a priest on a Saturday, Father Rene. He did the 11 o'clock mass here. And I was speaking with a parishioner afterwards, and we were discussing his homily. We were talking about how the Lord gives us what we ask for. And it was, and that kind of conversation is always a good thing to experience. And the conversation led to Mother's Day. And that's when we start talking about our mothers. And she said to me, "Deacon, I remember your mom. She was a good person. She dragged you all to church. But every time I come to your house, whether it was a holiday or Christmas, you had presents coming out the door. But as a kid, you always want and want and want. But you never really know where it's coming from. Because you look at your mother as the miracle worker. We look at our Blessed Mother as the giver of Jesus Christ. That's the greatest gift in the world. God came to us through a virgin who said yes and gave us our salvation. And for 33 years, Christ walked this earth, the same earth that we all walk on, to try and get to know the person who saved us, the person who we spoke about last week, who went to prepare a place for us.
Yes, yes.
But if he said, "I'm going to go prepare a place for you," why? So he can receive us to himself. Now, how are we going to do that? That's just lip talking. That's where our faith and our belief come in. To the same Jesus that we spoke about last week and today. And he says, "I'm not done with you yet. I'm going to give you something.
Come on.
I'm going to give you a spirit that will strengthen you.
Yes.
That will make you whole again. That will give you the confidence to come to people and say, 'I know somebody.
Yes, yes.
I know somebody who can help you just like he helped me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Who can bring you to that knowledge of truth, justice, and love, and all of his mercy, the mercy that conquers all sin." That's why he say it's in us already. But it takes that spark. It takes that one spark of that spirit to give you the confidence to say yes to Jesus. I need something different in my life. And that's why we're all here together. We're all here together in Christ's church to keep searching for that love, to keep searching for that one note that sets it all down the road for us. But we need to have the confidence for that. But we also have to be ready for it.
Yes.
Because if your mind and your heart ain't ready for it, he's not going to give it to you. So how can we make ourselves ready? By staying away from sin, of course. But we have to pray. We have to fellowship within the walls of God.
Come on.
We have to realize that we are a sinner and we need Him. That's why the door of reconciliation is always open. Prayer on the couch might work. Prayer in the kitchen table might work. But prayer in the church, you'll get a manifestation in your spirit.
Amen.
That's why it's so good to come to Him. He's always calling us.
Yes, yes.
But we have to have the responsibility to come to Him
first.
And that's how we get a rejuvenated spirit. That's how we can increase our ministry here. That's why we can say yes to that one situation in this church that would offset people coming back. Do you love the Lord?
Yes.
Do you really, really
yes.
love the Lord? It's that one answer that He knows deep in your heart. And if He knows that answer in your heart, He wants you to do something about it.
Amen.
Come on now.
And yes, we have our own life. We have job, kids. We have a responsibility that needs to be done. But our responsibility is the knowledge of Jesus Christ, because He is already in you. And that needs to become a fruit. That needs to grow. And when we go to church, we come to adoration, we go prayer, you grow that. You grow it where you have the eyes of faith. You can come to vocation. You can be a deacon, a priest, but you have to give Him a chance to do something in you that will change your life.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's glorious. It's a lot of work.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But it's the work that He said that I am with you.
Yes, amen.
That He will strengthen you. He says I'm with you. You need the proof? We're here.
Amen.
The proof is right here. When Father holds up the Blessed Sacrament, He's here. We do this every Sunday. It's not a cliche. It's ourselves coming to sacrifice as well as Jesus Christ. We sacrifice everything in our families, we sacrifice, true sacrifice. But the ultimate sacrifice is to come to Him and say, I want you in my life.
Yes.
I need you in my life. And sending that Holy Spirit to the disciples to strengthen them so they can do the work of God helps us too. It helps us be a better husband. It helps us be a better mother, grandmother. Even to put to knowledge God's truth for our young people who really can't get a grasp on Jesus Christ. That's why us parents have to continue our education. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop with retirement.
Come on.
It doesn't stop with, oh, I did my job. I did my 40 years and I'm done. You're never done learning about the one who saved you.
Yes.
The one who set His sights on you. The one who prepared the place for you, which He gave a glimpse of your reward. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
And we can say that with confidence. We can give Him the praise. We can give Him the glory.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus.
Because he's worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy of our praise.
Yes, yes, he is.
He's worthy.
Yes.
That's the one person you know you can count on.
Yes.
And that's the one person. That's the one person who God loves to take to himself. Because what we learn as we were children manifested today because you're here. Because you're here. And we bring ourselves to him to let him do his work in us so we can praise him worthily and right. And it's a true manifestation that his love is with us. And he's with our priest. He's with our altar servants. We hear it in the choir. It takes a village.
Come on, come on.
It takes a village, church, to keep us together. But we have to know him. He says he's in us, but we have to truly know him. So we have to find him. Because if he's not in here, how can you show it out there?
Come on.
How? It's by his love and his grace. It's by his mercy. It's about everything that you've been taught as a child to manifest that one person, that one personality that you hold right now, that you can increase so you can go forward. So my prayer to you today is look for him. He is there. He's always been there. And remember, he's in here also. So come to him. Come to him and say, I need you. Come to him and say, I want you to fix what's in me so I can praise you better.
Amen.
So I can love you better.
Yes.
And we can all be evangelists that go out here and praise God to give everybody the good news.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.